You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have been to 11 Mets games this season. 11. Okay. When Sean Morash is not with me, I am 8-0. When Sean Morash is with me, I'm 0-3.
Gee, Sean.
Is that not unbelievable?
You want to head up the Fenway this weekend?
My God, 8-0 watching the Mets without Sean, 0-3 at ballparks with Sean.
That's incredible.
So the moral of the story is, I know you really like my seats at Citi Field, but I think it's over, bro.
Oh, come on. I got to get one more crack, don't I?
Should I give him one more crack?
Yeah, you got to make sure it's not like a, it could be chance.
Could be.
Right. You get four, that's a good number of games.
All right. That's fair enough. I'll give you one more crack at it. I'm not sure which game, but 8-0 without you, 0-3 with you. Now, before we get back to your calls, obviously a lot of Knicks, a lot of Juan Soto, Mets, Yankees, the fallout of the Subway Series. Juan Soto hates the Mets. He wants to be back with the Yankees, all that crap. Am I crazy to say? Because I want to be respectful. I want to be respectful of your football team. Mm-hmm. I know you guys love the Giants, and I'm actually wearing a giant colored L right now, and I want the Giants to be good. I really don't have a negative bone with the New York Giants. But am I the only one that finds Russell Wilson to be completely obnoxious?
I mean, he is everywhere, dude.
He's not just everywhere. He's sitting courtside. This, to me, blew my mind. You tell me, as the former athlete that's been able to do a lot of things as an active player, he's courtside at a Knicks playoff game wearing a Giants jacket.
Right. That was the worst part for
me. Who does that?
I was like, you're wearing a Giants jacket?
Nobody knows
who you are? Is that Russell Wilson? Oh, yeah, it's definitely Russell Wilson. He's got a giant jacket on.
He's got a giant jacket. He's at, the Met Gala. He's at the Yankee game the other night wearing a number 3 Wilson Yankees jersey, which is crazy to me. It's just too much.
Yeah. Tiki, did you hear that part?
What's that?
What number Russell Wilson had on the back of his Yankee jersey?
Number 3?
Yeah. Babe Ruth's number? You're going to wear your own number. You can't put Wilson on the back of it.
Did he put Wilson on the
back?
It
said Wilson over the 3 on a Yankee jersey. That's an oversight. You can't have that happen.
You know what, bro? If this was...
because he's trying to be a New Yorker and trying to be seen as a New Yorker, but he's stepping on some faux pas.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. If that was the only thing he did over the last 2 weeks is wear a number 3 Wilson Yankee jersey, I'd be like, it's stupid, whatever. It's everything. He's at Knick games. He's at the Yankee games. Dude, you haven't played here yet.
Right.
You may never play here. It is possible that Jackson Dart just takes the job in camp. I'm not saying it's likely, but it can happen. Well, this guy's been to more playoff games for non-football teams than he'll ever play for the actual New York Giants.
Yeah, but I think the challenge is that he's always wanted to be a New Yorker. And so how does he... I think, and he knows his time here could be limited. So how does he make himself a New Yorker? And that's by being everywhere that New Yorkers are. Met Gala, Yankees game, Subway Series, all of that. It's what you do. But I think what he's not understanding is that New York is not like Denver or Seattle. You have to earn it here.
He's done nothing here.
You have to earn it. You are not going to be loved simply because people see you and know your name. You have to be great. So if you're not, They will run you out of here and boo you out of here in a heartbeat.
100%.
The one guy who did it, and I don't even think he did it nearly as much as Russ, but came here with love, and the circumstances were different, was Aaron Rodgers. Because when he first got here, he did a lot of New York events.
Yeah.
But I think the difference was, A, he was guaranteed to be the starter. There wasn't someone breathing down his neck.
Aaron Rodgers was also a Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback that many of us of this generation have seen play and played against. So it Russell Wilson is a journeyman.
No, I agree.
He's been on three teams in the last four teams, right? In the last 4 years.
And he's not guaranteed to play.
Right. So I don't know. It's just,
you agree with me though. It's obnoxious.
It's just annoying.
It's annoying. He's everywhere. Annoying. Like, I don't mind like athletes being everywhere. Because right. I agree. When Rodgers was here, I was all good with it. I think it's like, this guy hasn't been good for years.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a fill-in, basically, look, until Jackson Dart is ready.
Look,
he's out there look at me.
If he's great, we'll say, you know what? I'm glad that he was, been around and he embraced New York. But he still has to do that.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done it yet. And we don't know. He hasn't really done it in any of his last three stops.
No. That's your quarterback, Sean. That's your guy.
Well, for now. I mean, I would say this.
He doesn't think that.
The Russell Wilson thing, I think, would be bothering me a lot more if they didn't draft Jackson Dart. Mm. I think I'm just swallowing it right now.
Because you know it's short term.
Yeah, because ultimately we're going to get to that cut in the road where, I mean, look, best case scenario, it doesn't happen this year, and Russell has some amazing year. I'm not banking on that.
But that's
you
actually
get the Jackson Dart. So
that's the opposite to me. The fact that they've already drafted his replacement makes it even more embarrassing.
I think
what are we doing, bro?
And here's the problem. Like you said, you want to go to a bunch of events, I'm fine with that. You want to end up sitting courtside, enjoy the moment while the Knicks, fine. The Giant Jacket's too much. You're going out of your way for people to look at you. I'm sorry, I still come back to this. Sunglass indoor people, too. Never trust them. Russell Wilson is a sunglasses indoors guy at MSG.
Right.
For that point alone, I'm a little skeptical that he's my quarterback
now. Hey, guys. Russell here.
At what point do the Knicks say, no?
I don't know.
Like, no, we've already given games. No.
He is still a star,
right?
Like, national football star. And so that's important for the Madison Square Garden. To have people who were known to be seen courtside.
But don't you think they're turning celebrities away at this point in the postseason? Because it is a very hot ticket. Like, certain celebrities go to the second row or the third row. Howard Stern recently said he'd be caught dead before he sat second row at Madison Square Garden. Like,
Isn't Russell Wilson becoming like a third row or sorry we don't have a seat for you kind of guy?
The Ciara thing elevates him though.
Yeah.
That's why if he was going, if he was married to somebody else, that original woman in the draft night that was making the weird face, Ciara helps.
That's a fair
Let's
point.
Ride.
That's a fair point.
Let's ride.
Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. So, look, you guys are talking about Soto looking miserable this series. I just wanted to say the real reason that he looked miserable is that the Mets wouldn't let him fly the private jet from Queens to the Bronx. All right? Traffic is really, really traffic is really tough, so I get it. I feel his pain. But trolling Soto is not the reason that I called, all right? I got a chance to go to last night's game, and it was truly an amazing atmosphere, okay? Part one of the Mets World Series was a special event, all right? So a few things. First, I love how Tommy has been managing expectations for weeks. He knew how embarrassing it would be to lose the series at the stadium to the Yankees after luring Soto there, so he had to get the copium started early. All right, I also wanted to say that the prime difference between Yankees fans and Mets fans was that Yankees fans obsessed over the success and failures of Soto, and the Mets fans, as always in little brother fashion, obsessed over the successes and failures of the Yankees, all right? The Hawk, Tua, and Grimace Mets are the epitome of little brother, especially when considering that phrase probably came from a Mets fan. To quote the not-so-great Robert Sala, the wolf does not concern itself with the thoughts of the sheep. New York is a Yankees town. No casino or $750 million generational talent or overly sexualized mascot is ever going to change that. You want the title of Kings of New York? Come and take it. But don't think a body blow is going to be enough to knock down the Goliath Yankees. Period.
Nice.
That's very well done there, Gabe.
Nice.
Think that was pre-written? Think he prepared that one?
Good. I mean, a lot of people call him pre-write.
No, I'm not criticizing it.
Some radio hosts pre-write their whole show.
That's true. I've heard that. Now, we have a legend who wrote out his monologue, but after that, it was all spur of the moment. That's, of course, the great Steve Summers, and you could download his podcast, mm-hmm. Me, Here, You, There, wherever you download your podcasts. Let's go to Matt in Staten Island. Hey, Matt.
Evan, I really need a shoulder to cry on. You left the line open for the Nets fans after the McCall trade, and I've been waiting for the perfect moment to call in, and I just can't take it anymore. I need to speak to the leader of the coalition as a member of the coalition because it just hurts so bad to see McCall Bridges single-handedly bullying Boston and helping carry the Knicks to a conference finals. It hurts. And as the leader of the coalition, I want to ask you, I just need to ask you how it feels to know that you're going to go down in mediocrity for the next 15 years respectfully as a loser Nets fan, and you will never feel the Nets become the heartbeat of New York City because the Knicks are dudes, they're dogs, they're going to do damage.
I felt this the entire time.
Nets still in the league.
I knew he wasn't a real Nets fan.
He tried. He almost got you.
He almost got me. Look, you don't have to believe me. Okay, everyone has a right to say Evan's full of crap. He's taking copium. He's coping. I'm over the Mikal Bridges trade.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges was barely on the Nets. He wasn't here long. And also, like, he didn't do anything for my team. You know, we've talked about Juan Soto a lot. Juan Soto did something for the New York Yankees. Mikal Bridges didn't do anything for us. They were in the playoffs one time. That playoff run was set up by Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. It wasn't set up by him. So the way I view Mikal Bridges is that he's just the guy on the Knicks. And I hope that those picks help the Nets build a team someday. I hope. We're a long ways away from that happening, obviously. Right.
It's a long, long way away from that happening.
Unless they turn pick 27 into something special this year, or they use it to trade up and draft Dylan Harper. Mm. But I do think there comes a time with a player that was on your team where you have to get over it. And I swear on all the basketball gods, personally, yes, I don't root for the Knicks. I'm always honest about that. But the Mikal Bridges thing is just, it doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
Yeah. You got past it.
Do you believe me?
I do.
Thank you.
I do, because there's no vitriol in your voice. There's no schneid in your voice. There used to be. You could hear it.
Of course. But
now it's gone.
But you know what I said when you guys made that trade? I mean, if you take away the layers of my disappointment with the Nets, I said he's perfect for your team.
Yeah.
He's not a lead guy. He proved in Brooklyn he isn't a lead guy, but the good news is he doesn't need to be a lead guy.
No, you're right.
So I understood the trade. I thought it was good for the New York Knicks at the time. And so I'm not surprised by what's happening right now. It makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I'm going to spend my night after I watch Mets Red Sox studying more Pacers tape because I really want to have an IBO prediction ready for Wednesday. That's not based on emotion, but it's based on hard fact. So I'm not even leaning.
I got to go watch the Pacers. I haven't watched them hardly at all.
Got to watch some tape.
Got to watch them just breakdowns.
You know what you got to do? You got to get in the lab.
With the pen and a pad?
Yeah. You're used to watching tape.
I know.
So let's watch some damn tape. Sean's got a Cinco de Fivo coming up in a few minutes. We will ask Sal Licata if the NL East is over.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.